Welcome back to the Conscious Pet Parent Podcast, where nature meets nurture, and we explore smarter, more natural ways to care for your pets. I'm George, your host and fellow pet parent. I'm not a vet or a product manufacturer. I'm someone like you who cares deeply about giving pets the best life possible. For that reason, years ago, I founded Pet Natural Supplies. I've had the chance to work closely with makers of trusted, plant-based wellness products, and today's topic is one I think every pet parent should understand: the difference between natural and synthetic ingredients in supplements. What natural really means. Let's start with something that might surprise you. Natural isn't a legally protected word in the pet supplement world. There's no strict definition. So a product can say natural on the label and still contain synthetic additives or chemical fillers. When I talk about natural, I mean ingredients that come from plants, herbs, and whole food sources, like chamomile, turmeric, ashwagandha, or flaxseed. These are ingredients your pet's body can usually recognize and process more easily. The problem with synthetic additives. Now let's talk about synthetic ingredients. Not all synthetic ingredients are inherently bad. Some are safe, especially when used in small amounts. But when synthetic fillers, flavor enhancers, or preservatives are used to cut costs or extend shelf life, that's when it gets risky, especially long term. Let's talk about something that's often overlooked but incredibly important when it comes to your pet's health: the ingredients on the label. You see, not all pet products are created equal. Some may look appealing on the outside, bright packaging, catchy names, but what really matters is what's inside the bag or bottle. Take synthetic flavoring, for instance. It's often added to make food or treats more palatable to pets, which sounds great, right? But here's the catch. Synthetic flavors can sometimes irritate sensitive stomachs. Especially for pets who already struggle with digestion issues, these artificial additives might do more harm than good. And then there's artificial coloring. We've all seen the rainbow-colored kibble and treats, but guess what? Those bright colors don't benefit your pet at all. They're purely for marketing appeal. And some of these dyes have even been linked to allergic reactions or long-term health concerns. Bottom line, they offer zero nutritional value. And what about synthetic vitamins? Sure, they can help manufacturers keep costs down, but your pet's body may not absorb them efficiently. In contrast, vitamins from whole food sources are more bioavailable, meaning they're easier for the body to recognize and use. The worst part? These additives are often tucked away under vague, misleading terms like natural flavoring or proprietary blend. Sounds harmless, right? But those terms can be a catch-all for a variety of substances you'd probably never choose knowingly. So, how can you protect your furry friend from hidden ingredients and unnecessary chemicals? Here's how to spot truly natural, high-quality pet products. Look for short, simple ingredient lists. If you can pronounce everything and recognize the words, that's a great sign. Seek out plant or food-based ingredients. Things like ginger root, flaxseed oil, turmeric, chamomile, and licorice root aren't just familiar, they're known for their natural health benefits. Avoid artificial preservatives. If you see things like BHA, BHT, or ethoxyquin on the label, that's a red flag. These chemicals are often used to extend shelf life, but have been linked to negative health effects in both humans and animals. Choosing clean, natural ingredients for your pet doesn't have to be complicated. It just takes a little label reading savvy. And trust me, your pet's body will thank you for it. Because when it comes to health, it's not just what's added, it's what's left out that can make all the difference. Transparency. Good brands will explain why each ingredient is used. That's one reason I personally choose to partner with brands that are committed to using real plant-based ingredients. No fluff, no gimmicks. How to shop smart. A subtle product tie-in. Let's say you're looking for a calming aid for your dog. A synthetic version might use artificial flavoring with L-theanine alone. A natural version might combine L-theanine with passion flower, valerian root, and chamomile, offering a synergistic effect that's both gentle and effective. And while I'm not here to diagnose or promise results, I can tell you this. I've seen the difference in my own pets and in the feedback from customers who've switched to herbal-based options. You can browse some of these formulas at PetNaturalSupplies.com, where we only carry products that meet high standards for ingredient purity. Your pets can't read labels, but you can. And the more you understand what's inside that treat or supplement jar, the more empowered you are to make the best decisions for their health. Thanks for being the kind of pet parent who cares about what goes in their bowl. If you learned something helpful today, please share this episode with another conscious pet parent. And don't forget to follow the podcast so you never miss a weekly drop. You can explore trusted natural pet products anytime at PetNaturalSupplies.com. And I'll see you next week when we dive into how to decode pet food labels without getting tricked.